Are you ready to go down, down, down the rabbit hole with us? Because we are here for the Batwoman After Show, and we are covering not just episode 4, but also 5. So who am I? No, who are you? And then let's get this one right. Mine is a long and a sad story. So lots of drama. Let's get into it right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Boom! So excited, you guys. We had a week off. It's okay. We're back. We're joining you guys for the Batwoman After Show. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford, joined by two wonderful, strong, amazing women over here. We have Katie Kalamoto.
Hi, everyone.
Our resident badass beast. And of course, we have Samantha Jacobs, who is in charge of all our news and gossip.
Hello.
And then there's you guys, our co-hosts. So don't forget to join us in the chat. This end of the table, as always, belongs to you. So join us live or just leave comments below because we like to read those too. But hashtag everything. Yep, you can do that. ABTV, Batwoman. Sorry, guys. I cover Arrow as well, and so I started getting tongue twisted. But regardless, super happy to have you guys joining us in the chat. So hello to everyone. Who do we have today? Let's give some shout-outs.
We got Ivan.
Hey.
Adam Rodriguez, Logan Knight, Grayson Ryan, Katie McFall. We got a whole cast here.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Love it. Okay, so again, we're covering episode 4 and 5. Lots to talk about. The first thing that I want to bring up in episode 4 is the relationship aspect. I'm all about a good relationship, y'all. And I think, I don't know about you guys, but I felt like I wasn't a fan of it. It's too soon. Love is love is love, so it's irrelevant to the actual storyline. I know that there were some people that aren't feeling the whole homosexual thing, and that's irrelevant, y'all. But for our main character to be diving into a potential relationship this early, I was like, so we're not gonna work for it? Like, what was your guys' feeling in the opening of this episode?
I felt like immediately it was just a rebound.
Yeah.
I said there's no chemistry there. There's just nothing. It was too soon. And then she even, like, you know, kind of brushes it off. Like, she does make work, obviously, being Batwoman a priority, like she should. But, like, the other girl just doesn't understand her yet.
But is that really her fault?
No, but it's, you know, it was a one-night stand, and I feel like the other girl, what was her name, Reagan?
Reagan.
Yeah, Reagan. Didn't want that to just be a one-night stand. She wanted the full relationship.
I felt like...
soon, though. You know?
I felt like, okay, wow, they're, like, jumping into this really quickly at first. And then, thankfully, later on in the episode, you know, it ends as fast as it began. So it's kind of like, okay, so they knew it, too. Like,
right. But I think Kate wanted it to be something. Like, yes. She even said, like, this sucks, I really like you. But as soon as she started diving into the relationship, my first instinct was, really? Like, really? You just, like, discovered that you want to step into the shoes of Batman and you're going to try to balance a relationship? This is not the time for work-life balance, boo.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You're in training right now. So I was a little upset by that, guys.
Totally.
Fans at home, co-hosts, any thoughts, opinions that you guys would like to share about this relationship?
Kitty says that she just wanted Kate to be happy. Which, like, okay. We want her to be happy, too. But, like you said, it's just too soon.
Right.
Or, like, you can't balance both when you're just figuring your life out right now.
Right.
Ivan said that Kate has more chemistry with Regan than with Sophie, which I did think that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mind Sophie. Yeah. I mean, not Sophie, excuse me. I didn't mind Regan. I thought she was great. Mm-hmm. I think her intuition was great. I really liked that about her. I liked the fact that she stated what she needed in a relationship, and she was so on the money when she said, you know, I'm not a needy person. Mm-hmm. She never even came off needy, but she's like, but I do need you to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And I was like, preach, sister.
Mm-hmm. She's very assertive, aggressive.
Yes.
Like, she stated what she wanted,
yes.
Which, like, you don't see much even in real life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like, quick to break up when you know someone's not treating you right.
Exactly.
So, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The other thing I really appreciate, and I don't know if anybody else feels this way or maybe noticed this, but I like the way this show is handling the relationship because it is such a new thing in the superhero realm to introduce an openly gay hero. And I like that it's not a coming-of-age story. Like, she's figuring out how to come out or figuring out how to be proud and be both. Like, she is her.
Yeah.
And she owns who she is. And she's like, like, I've been out since I was a little kid. What I don't know how to do is hide being a superhero. And I was like, I like that. Thank you for not, like, playing that card.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, that's my thought, my opinions on the relationship. We had a brand new villain come in. A little bit about her. Well, first of all, how do you guys feel about her?
I really liked her from the get-go. Like, Magpie. I was like, okay, we got a new villain, because, you know, you were kind of wondering, like, so far Alice has kind of been the number one. Like, they've had, like, the little pieces here and there, but I was like, okay, this is creepy. This is giving me definitely fit within the Batman universe in Gotham.
Right.
Like, you're, like, someone who's kind of, like, creeping around in the shadows, and you're like, you can't, you know. So I really liked her, and I can't think of, like, the words I'm trying to say, because other than just I liked her, but it was a good change of pace for a villain, if that makes sense.
Okay, and what about you?
Yeah, it was refreshing. Yeah. Like, as much as Alice is a badass and she's such a great actress and all that stuff, like, it's nice to see something new, so then it kind of gives there more depth in Gotham, I guess.
Right.
And so the same story, like, they're just going to chase this, like, family line.
Right, you know? Right. So I'm going to be the one person that everyone's going to be like, screw you, I hate you. I didn't like her. So let me give you guys a little bit of history. For those of you who are into comics, you already know this. And for those of you who just love the CW and love all the DC shows, you may not have that background history, and that's okay, because honestly, that's where I came from. But a little bit about her. So Magpie, we know, is a jewelry thief. She tends to go after things that are affiliated with birds. And originally, she was actually a curator. Excuse me. I'm saying excuse me to my iPad.
Excuse me.
She was a museum curator, and she started to go mad because she was constantly around all these jewelry and all these beautiful things that she always wanted, but she could never have in her life. So that's what initially started that whole thing. So she is also one of Batman's baddies, and it took Batman and Superman to take her down. Now, for me, I didn't care for her because I felt like her character was really cheesy, you guys.
She was. No, yeah, she definitely was.
Like, super cheeseball. And the fight scenes for me felt like I was... Have you ever been in a car with a teenager who's learning how to drive and you're like this? Yeah, I just lost my headphones. That's how jerky the fight scene was.
Yeah.
Like, nothing about it was fluid. And it felt like, I'm going to do an aerial. I'm going to stop. I'm going to catch my aerial. Cool. Okay, now I'm going to throw some punches. And let me do a back handspring. And then catch... Oh, I'm grounded. Oh, yeah.
I did actually make a note about the fight scene in particular, though, because I was like, this is too cheesy.
It was,
like, yeah.
It was kind of bad, guys.
Yeah, when she was trying to block the bombs from going off, I was like, that was really bad. Like,
yeah.
I could not believe it at all. It was just so cheesy. So I get that aspect of it for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the one last one when the girl finds the one pearl.
The pearl?
That one was all right, but the first part, I was like, oh, okay.
Well, first of all, what's the point of, you've got a room full of people, you're trying to, like, I get maybe she just was trying to distract, but you went through all the trouble to do all this stealing to create these little bombs out of pearls, and they're, like, little fireball candies that are, like, I'm like, what the hell? That's an explosion?
Yeah. It reminded me of, like, Fairly Odd Parents and, like, that, the cartoon.
I haven't
seen
that.
Seen it?
Oh my god! I mean, I have like a million too.
Okay,
but,
so there's like really cheesy characters just like that, and they'll have like a spatula and like whip you with that. I got that sense, but like I liked it because it was different.
Right.
It like kind of broke it.
Okay.
But it also kind of like degrades the whole episode.
Series.
Yeah.
Well, not series, but that episode definitely. Co-hosts, really, really curious to hear what your guys' opinion is on this character. Especially big comic book fans.
They agreed about the how small the bombs were. They kind of are on the same page as us with the sense of the choreography needs work and the fight scenes need work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Maggie or Magpie is a copy of Catwoman, so she has no, you know, I don't know. No one likes her because she's a fake Catwoman.
Right, right. You know, and that's, like, not to take anything away from the actress, right? Because it's always hard to be a guest star, to hop on somebody else's set where everybody else, in front and behind the camera, they're already friends, and you're jumping in for, like, 1 week to try to fit in and do a good job. So, again, nothing against the actress herself. It's just the character and the setup of everything. Like, they did. They made it so cheesy, and up until now, everything in this world was pretty realistic for the most part. It had a very much, like, an Arrow feel to it for me. Yeah, I see you giggling. What did somebody say?
Ryan's giving us all shout-outs.
Yeah, he's saying...
Oh. What's up? Is it Ryan with Allison? New Ryan.
No, it's Ryan.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Oh. What up? See, even our engineers come join us on this. So, Anywho, that's my spiel about her. I was like, okay, a little mad at your Halloween wig, but that's okay. All right, so what else do I want to talk about? Oh, okay, so we have Alice's boo, who is now hostage and getting really sick. Do we think Kate crossed the line a little bit by keeping him as long as she did?
No.
Oh, just let him die?
Just
cool.
Let him
no big.
Die.
I mean, I think ethically, yeah, of course, but I don't necessarily think Kate cares so much about the ethics of it.
Right.
You know, so I think for normal standards, yeah. You know, like Mary was like, was it Mary? Wait, what? Is that,
yeah,
was that
her sister?
Yeah, right? And she was like, really? And I was like, okay. So I think Kate hasn't really proved that she cares too much about ethics.
No, but I think Mary's really was more so the fact that this dude tried to kill me and you want me to save his life? Like, who you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you guys have done if you were Mary? Because I don't know. I mean, I know she did pledge to a code.
It's just hard because it's like you're trying to bond with your stepsister and then she's finally like reaching out to you in a weird way. So it's like you want to like be good with her. And if
she doesn't know that's her stepsister. It's Batwoman that brought him.
To Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mary and Kate, aren't they stepsisters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. No. I was just talking about the fact that, like, Batwoman brought this dude to her to save, and he's the dude that tried to kill her.
Yeah. But I feel like Mary said that, like, this was the guy that was going to try to kill me, but Mary wants to be on good terms with Batwoman.
Right.
So if she was like, no, then she loses that one trust level between sisterlihood. Right?
Right, but she's just,
she doesn't know she's Batwoman, though.
She doesn't know Batwoman. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Because she totally geeked out. She's
Batwoman? And then she's like, I'm the biggest fan. Okay, got it.
Yeah. But I love that you did bring that up.
I just got played myself.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Poor Mary, though. You know, she's like really trying, and all she wants to do is like have this sisterly bond, and she just can't.
Yeah.
And Kate's too busy wrapped up about Alice.
But I did like when Mary pretended to be Alice, though.
That was so
good. Because I was not expecting that. I was like, oh, she's got some balls on her.
Right.
I was like, okay, we've seen her be a little bit of a badass, but, like, I wasn't expecting that. So, because there's been a lot about it that's predictable, I think, in certain ways of the show, but that thing, I was like, nope, didn't see that. Did not see that little twist.
Yeah.
So.
I was really surprised that her mother, Catherine, actually came clean to the dad about the fact that she, and I guess that's when we found out this episode, that she, for real, is the one who messed with evidence. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I get that you're trying to help somebody move on, but that, first of all, so illegal, boo. Second of all, like, that's a big deal, and it's your husband.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was a little upset. I don't know about you guys. Did you guys see that coming? I knew she was a little shady, but
I didn't think she'd confess. Definitely
oh,
not.
That I did, yeah.
Like, I did not think she'd tell her. Like, I was like,
whoa. Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
You said in our last prediction that Catherine was going to do something to admit, or he was going to find out something for real that was legit.
Right.
That would cause it, and then it happened.
She did predict that.
She came out, and she came clean.
But that's the part that's more surprising. It's a little, like, we knew something was off about her, so it's less surprising that she did something shady, but the fact that she's like, I want you to hear it from me, I'm like, okay, so there's some morale deep down. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to get too much into episode 5, but I mean, she admits it to her daughter too.
Right.
And you're like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still not a fan of the character, but I guess you get like a negative point for that.
But we don't get like the motive, you know?
I think we'll get it more later.
Eventually.
I think we'll find out. I mean, she made it sound like she was doing it because she just felt bad for the dad and the daughter because the daughter wasn't eating, she wasn't sleeping, and the dad couldn't move on, and da-da-da-da-da. So she made it sound like it came from a good place. But I also feel like it came from likely a selfish place because here she is with this dude trying to start this life, and she's got her own daughter. So she's probably like, yo, hello, family over here, and you're not paying attention to us, and I'm tired of you not paying attention to us. My daughter needs you. I need you. So let's just, like, be done with it.
But why would you get in a relationship with a man that you know has so much baggage in that moment? That was her fault.
But did she know was Beth missing at that point?
When they got together?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I
think they were already together.
They
weren't, because mom was alive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just realized I don't like the dad. How quickly were you in a new relationship after your wife just flew off of a bridge?
We also don't know how long it was until, like, how long she knew that she was alive, though, either. Like, or that she, like, when did she hide it up after, how long after?
I don't think she knew specifically that Beth was alive. I think she was like, dude, you need to give up, bro. Like, she's dead. And if you won't give up, then I'm just going to create some evidence and make it so that you do give up. But that's what I'm saying. Now that I'm, like, realizing and putting the time pieces together, that means she got with him right after.
Yeah. I think she's more involved with all this stuff than we see right now, though. So, like,
unless she did it as a family friend. I don't think so.
No.
There's a lot to...
She did it for the money.
Right? I know, right? Didn't they say something about a prenup in the next episode? We're in big trouble. We also got to see some really cool new tech. Well, it's not new to Batman, but new to us.
Yeah.
With the suit that cooled down the body temperature and, like, all these cool things. And I'm like, this is fun. I'm enjoying that a lot. You guys?
Yeah. And then, like, the whole, like, malfunctions with the Batarang, like, she was like, why is it not working? And then he's like, swears it's fine. And she's like, no, it's not.
But I love that he took the opportunity to, for lack of better words, talk shit to her when she couldn't talk. Because she was trying to steal the things back. And he's like,
that was clever.
Yeah. And I know you can't respond, so I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Smart, you know.
What do we got going on in the chat?
They're just giving the facts, like the mom was alive and that Catherine's a dirty dog.
Basically. She is a dirty dog. Mm-hmm. Totally irrelevant to dirty dogs, but we love all of our dogs at home to listen to us. So give us a little 411 on how they can continue to support us.
Yeah, so we just want to thank you guys for listening, or either on the podcast and iTunes or watching us on the YouTube. But without you, we wouldn't be able to do this. We love coming up here every week, talking to you guys about Batwoman or any other show that we're doing currently at AfterBuzz. And thanks to you, you're making us the ASPN of TV Talk. So if for us to continue to grow and to continue to give you guys the love and the fandom, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. You can give us 5 stars on our podcast on iTunes, or leave us a comment. So thank you guys. We really appreciate it, and we hope you do that.
Amen. And we love when you guys leave comments below. This is a place for love, sharing your opinions, what you like, what you don't like about the show. This is not a place for hate. Saw a few of those in our first episode, and there was just no room for that, so... And
agreed.
You know what I mean? Like, we can agree to disagree. If we have wrong opinions that differ from yours, cool. That's what this show is about, but, you know, name-calling is not so nice to each other or to us, so let's not do that. Now, let's talk a little bit about... There was one other thing. Oh, let's not talk about people. The Gotham radio chick. It's such a small character, but it's so prominent. It's almost like if anybody ever watched Gossip Girl, XOXO. None of our guys, but that's okay. Or maybe a few. But you've got this chick who's constantly coming on and saying her spiel. But Katie, I know you have opinions about some of the things that she said. Why don't you share that a little bit?
So at the very, very last line of it, she mentions, I think, her smile, but she says she should smile more about Batwoman. And that was very odd to me that a female narrator would say, tell a woman she needs to smile. Because, I mean, that's kind of a thing you don't tell a woman to do, is smile more. So it just kind of seemed really, like, blunt and weird and awkward to me a little bit.
I didn't catch that one. But what caught me is she's, like, the epitome of a girl either talking shit just because she likes to start shit.
Mm-hmm.
But she said something about, you know, like, where's Batwoman? Is she busy, like, curling your hair? And I'm like, ew, who wrote this, a dude?
Yeah, and she was, like, crying over a breakup or something like that, too.
It's purposely done, but it's just so...
It doesn't sound like something a woman would say about another woman. And, I mean, I guess it depends.
A gossipy girl. Yeah. A really gossipy girl.
I mean, that's a good point, but at this point, I've never gotten that vibe from that. At this point, it was always kind of more like a different reporter type vibe, and this one felt more attacking.
Right.
I feel like it's all about the tagline, the buzzing.
Right.
Like, if you were in that radio space, like, women do that. Like, it's a thing because they want that, like, capture, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, not my favorite character.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me until this that episode as much. Like, it bothered me more in this particular episode. Before, yeah. I think maybe I also just zone out maybe sometimes when she talks as well. Because it's like either beginning or end.
Right. Well, she's not necessarily moving the story along. She's just there to talk smack and be like, where are you, Batwoman? Or like, the people are relying on you. Or maybe we should get an insurance policy since she broke a vase that was once owned by Marie Antoinette. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like it makes it feel more city-like.
Yeah. I think
that if you film it in Chicago, Chicago's a big radio city.
This is true.
And it's like, it makes that like feel, you know, homey.
I'm glad someone here likes it.
Wait, I mean, it's not bad that I like it and you guys don't.
No, not at all. That's why we're here, to share different perspectives. I like it. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit. Let's get into episode 5. That was tonight's episode. That was a big deal. We got to see a lot of backstory from Alice, which I don't know about you guys, but I was really, really looking forward to, and I enjoyed a lot. But now that we know this much about her, who here feels like, oh, I understand you more, I feel sorry for you, or you crazy boo?
I think she crazy boo.
Yeah?
But I love it. So it's not like a bad, you're crazy. Clearly, she's been through a lot, and she was stuck in a cell forever. So, right. I mean, anyone, I feel like, would go crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Katie?
I think I'm more just curious to see how their friendship got to where it was. And why, I mean, I have a idea of why she calls him Mouse, if it's an Alice in Wonderland theme. But, like, I'm just more like, okay, so it started off not so well, but now they're clearly at a very different place. And we also don't know how long she was there yet, do we?
We don't, I don't think.
Yeah, so I was more just like, okay, that... Let's see
what
this
feels like.
I was just saying, I appreciate the backstory because there is so much psychology involved in this. And I think whoever wrote this probably did do a little bit of research. Now, Alice is obviously the far extreme result of what can happen when you suffer that type of abuse. But it's just so insane, the pieces that she put together with her mannerisms and then her saying the things that she's been through, that you're like, whoa. And at the same time, and I think one of the characters said it from the prior episode when she snapped his finger off, but I was like, she is a special kind of crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially the fact that she lured her dad in, and I felt so bad because it was like her inner child was confessing, like, you never looked for me, and you let X, Y, and Z happen, and then she's like, whoopah! And I mean, I saw it coming, but I still jumped.
Yeah.
For sure. I was like, I did too.
Clearly lots more happened that got her the way she was. Like, there's so many little pieces that are making her crazy.
Right.
She's definitely crazy.
Oh, like, for sure, 100.
But, like, I think there's not just this one event. I think it's going to be multiple things over 15 years that made her snap.
Right.
So.
I don't know, man.
It just gets me every time because I feel like, oh, she's finally going to come through.
You and want her to.
Like, no. And then I'm like, please, just a little bit. Break a little bit. And it never happens.
Ugh. Well, you thought she was going to, and then just stabbed her dad.
You know, it's crazy, though. When I was watching that, I just kept thinking, you know, with the guy, the dad, who obviously, you know, every villain thinks they're doing right by somebody. And that's why they're doing it. You know? And so for him, he thinks he's doing right by his kid and trying to help his kid socialize because he was getting made fun of and he wants to help him get a new face. And I just kept thinking to myself, people like that really exist in this world. Like, they really do. And it's so bizarre. And this poor little boy. Anyways, that's my thought about that. I don't blame Alice for being friends with him. I don't think that boy had anything to do with anything. I think he was just so under his father's influence.
Yeah.
But what are some of our co-hosts saying in the chat room?
So we actually got a super chat from Silhouetted Animator. Yeah. $5 from Silhouetted Animator that says, although Mouse has some similarities to the Batman villain Jane Doe, I think he'll become Johnny Stitches, who is similar to Hush in the comics. This is Vito in the booth, guys, by the way. Thank you so much.
Oh, sorry. You're not saying that first. Sorry, my bad.
Thanks for that shout-out.
Yes. Yes, thank you. I know they had a little bit of a Texas Chainsaw Massacre situation going on.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. Oh, I was thinking that the whole time because I'm like, skin.
Well, and then something happened where there was like a fight scene. Oh, it was Sophie. He attacked Sophie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, did his face fall off?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Then I was like, that's messed up. He's like, oh.
I think that's the most invested I've been in a Sophie scene in this entire show.
Really? I like her.
I do too.
Like, I was like, I'm watching, like, intrigued now because I'm like, I have to, like, you know, like, and she redeemed herself a little bit in this episode, but, you know, still not a huge fan of her, but, you know. Aww. So, but I was like, okay, that was really creepy.
Yeah.
I loved it, because she even was like, what the heck?
Right?
I mean, everyone would do that. Yeah. They'd be like, right? Is that a face on the floor?
Well, and you know what I thought was really bizarre, too, is that, like, yeah, okay, fine, Alice is a little sicko, but she brought her sister back to the house that she was abducted in and chained her sister to the same room. And I was like, okay, so are you trying to make Kate go through the same thing you went through so she can understand how you feel, but in a really sick, like, F you way, because I'm the one that got abducted and you didn't, so feel this. But I was like, ugh.
Yeah. It's the twin thing. She probably did. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
She's like, I didn't say anything to save you. Like, come on.
I mean, like, I get the twin theory. I'm not a twin, so I don't know. I do think that there's probably some sort of connection. But at the same time, for her to be like, you didn't come back for me. Well, bitch, you didn't say anything on the other side of the door.
Like, she literally was like, hey, Beth. And she was like...
Right.
She could have kicked a bucket or something. It didn't have to be her voice.
Well, and I get, like, okay, she's a kid.
Yeah.
The guy was really scary and manipulated her into thinking if she said anything, I'll kill someone. But at the same time, your dad's, like, a badass. You know your dad. It's not like your dad's an ordinary guy. He's a combative dude.
Yeah.
He knows how to use a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he would have been okay.
Right.
He traced the call.
Right. Yeah. Right. And how awful
and
to find
out. He just stormed in there. So, I mean, like, I think he would have been able to hold his own if Beth had been like, hey, Dad, I'm in here.
Right.
So, yeah.
So there's got to be some guilt behind that for herself, personal guilt. Yeah, she can't just be all up on
But she totally displaces that and puts it on
Kate. Yeah, she does.
That made me so mad. You know what else made me mad is the one opportunity when that little girl made it out of that room and she didn't just go run out the door.
Yeah.
Like, you really? You made a phone call? And then I was like, okay, I get it. She's calling 911.
I know. I thought she was going to call 911 too.
I'm like, you called your dad? Try to think like a little girl. Okay.
That's true.
You call your daddy. He fixes everything in the world. But I was still so mad.
Yes. Totally.
Okay. I digress. Dad actually realizes. I love that Dad's like, Alice is Beth.
No shit.
She had to stab you? You had to have that long conversation?
Yes, apparently so.
Only my daughter could stab me like that.
But, like, you know, he turned around. So he was like, I've been here before. I know where they are. You
right.
Know? So
that, which is great.
So he had to have, like, you know.
Instinct.
Yeah. To know that she is really her.
But then how did you just get stabbed and the next day you walk up next to Kate on the bridge like, you know, I hate hospitals. You just had your flesh and your muscle torn through. I don't know about any of you guys. I've had like a light surgery before and even then I was like, ah! So I was like,
that's why he's a badass. He could have saved her. She should have trusted.
I don't know. So anyways, but yeah, this episode we get the full-blown confession to Mary from Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so heartbreaking.
Because Mary falls apart.
Yeah.
And it's so cute because she doesn't want to connect herself with her mother at all now.
Yes.
And I feel like, I don't know, maybe I would see her maybe be on her mom's side. Like, oh, okay, Mom, I understand. And then, like, then hate her, behind her back hate her type of thing. But she full-on is, like, disowning her mom.
But which is cool in that, okay, not only does she recognize what her mom did was wrong, but she's able to take an unbiased look at the whole picture and be like, look what you just did to Kate. Like, no wonder Kate is so upset. And she knew, like, she knew that was Beth. She knew she wasn't dead.
Yeah.
Like, to put her through that. And I actually kept a quote because I just thought it was the greatest line ever when Luke had asked her, like, pretty much he was insinuating that it's time for you to go. And she's like, to where? The penthouse bill on lies of falsely dead children?
Yeah.
I was like, that's amazing.
I know she was in pain, but I giggled at that
scene, too. I did, too. It was great.
It's, like, such a react. You could picture someone actually saying something like that in real life.
Yeah. She's wasted.
Mary, her character to me in this episode felt so realistic. Yeah. Every way she acted was very human. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like in a lot of superhero shows, sometimes you don't see the humanistic quality of these people. Mm-hmm. And so to see her be very, like, emotional and not be able to control her emotions,
right.
I'm like, I can relate to this.
Right.
How many of us would, we'd all freak out. Yeah. We'd solve it by drinking, too. Like, so it was very, I liked that moment. I loved that scene. I think it was probably one of my favorite scenes, honestly. Yeah. So.
And she owns her jealousy, too.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay, Kate, wait, where? She's with Alice? Oh, Alice, do you know how many people I've murdered? But on a scale of, like, 0 to 0? Hello?
I love it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to get into prediction territory by any means, but at the same time, I felt like, after a while, Luke was like, she's kind of cute.
I know, I was going to say
we can
that.
Talk about that later. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want it to happen.
Me too. That's so cute. Anyways, so yeah, that's my spiel on Mary. And then you guys had mentioned Mouse, where I want to talk about the very end of the episode. We had that conversation, and Alice is like, I got you a gift. Just a little bit of skin for you.
I know. I was like, is that bologna? And it wasn't.
I'm like, what the hell kind of gift? Right. I'm like, he already has a face. Why does he need more skin? Does it, like, die every few weeks?
It clearly doesn't stay on. Yeah, it falls off, so.
It's just like.
Maybe she needs to buy him better glue.
Right?
It's not more skin.
You guys need to, like, fund home ec in school again. Teach these blues how to sew properly. They also brought up Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
We heard it a couple of times in this episode, and the fact that Mouse / Johnny was locked away. Do you guys think she was bullshitting when she was talking about, well, I couldn't visit you because I would have gotten locked up, too?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she would, but, yeah, it's...
Please.
It's a...
She's smart enough. She could have worked her way around it. Yeah. I think that Johnny is now officially convenient for the plan that she has working up right now, so therefore...
And when she's done...
Bye-bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like her boyfriend. Like me. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did have that nice confrontation, though, between boyfriend and dad. And,
yeah.
Because forgive me, it happened so quickly. I don't remember boyfriend's name. Co-host, you're welcome to remind me. But he egged the father on so hard and was like, you didn't even remember her. Like, you straight up forgot her and you didn't even recognize her. She was all up in your face and you still... didn't recognize her. Mm-hmm. What kind of person are you? Exactly. You're not a good person. You're not a good leader. You divided the rich and the poor, and you've destroyed Crow.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I'm like, well, I mean, I feel like this guy, I don't know the history, but I feel like he may have given him just a little bit of truth serum.
Yeah. He totally realized his flaws in that moment.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Doesn't mean it's okay to go run around with Alice, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's...
I like the calling out.
I do, too.
Yeah.
His name is Dodson.
Dodson.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See, that is why you co-host the show, because we watch it, it happens so quickly, and then we hop right in here. And I think sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but it's so hard to process because it happens so quickly, and we're like, yeah! And then we sit down, and then we got a camera in our face, and we're like, what just happened? Okay. Okay. I mean, I don't know. We have, like, so much news and gossip. I know we crammed a lot of information into this short period of time, but we do love sharing with you little tidbits about the actors in real life. And, of course, we always have our special real-life heroes that we like to talk about, too. So before we get into your hashtag badass beast, let's just talk about, character-wise, who some of maybe our badass beasts were for the totality of these two shows. So off the top of your head, and co-host, you too, hashtag my badass beast for the two episodes. Pick one.
I'm going to pick Sophie.
Oh, okay. Give me your quick why.
My quick why is because she brought it. You know, she clearly is like clear about the relationship, but she's also doing her job. She's very good at her job and she stays at it and she's there and she's supportive and she's always like the best sidekick. Mm-hmm. Like what other sidekick is there and actually kicks ass.
Right.
So that's my badass for the week.
What's originally, yours? I was going to say Mary just because in the first episode when she's interrogating him, I was like, girl, you have some skills that I didn't know you had. But when she wants something, she's going to get what she wants, whether she wants it. I think it's mostly information because she's kind of like that. I need to know everything. So I feel like it's when information is what she wants, she's going to get it.
Right.
And so I thought that was badass.
Okay. I'm going to have to side with you because mine was also Mary. She's my hashtag badass beast for multiple reasons. But I love when she had the conversation with her mom. And her mom originally went into the conversation about the deer fragments of the pieces of bone. And Mary was like super nerding out in her own way. Like, well, the density of a deer is da-da-da-da. And how could they confuse? And, oh my gosh, mom, you must have been totally covering up for their mistake. And mom's like, well, actually, and they have paid them a little bit. And so I also appreciate the fact that, again, she recognized that her mom did something that was morally incorrect. And instead of standing around and trying to figure out how to make excuses or justify her mom's actions, she was quick to be like, mom, I love you so much. Please tell me you didn't. Please, you did? Bye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, people are pretty much in unison that Mary was sweet. Pretty badass.
Yeah. High five from a distance through the camera. Now let's get into your
real life. So our real life badass beast goes to the trooper named Ruben Correa from Utah. A couple weeks ago, he rescued an unconscious driver from a car seconds before it got hit by a train. And there's a video online that was captured on his dash cam where you see him and the driver get out of the way of the train, literally, like, I think it's 1 or 2 seconds before the train collided with the car, sending it 30 feet.
Holy cow.
So it's an intense video. It's, but you guys can find it online. It's kind of a pixely video, but anybody who is able, even though it's his duty, because he did say, like, it's my duty, I'm just doing my job, I'm not a hero, just doing my job. But that's also a hero heroic to me, to not say you're a hero and be able to be humble about it. But you jumped in front of a train that was coming straight towards you.
Right.
That is, by definition, badass to me.
Heck yeah.
So,
cool.
Awesome job, dude.
And if you're a badass beast or you know somebody who is, dude, share it with us on social media because we always love inspiring stories and, of course, giving shout-outs to people like that because they deserve it. Now, let's get into some news and gossip. Woo! So we got some fun pictures. I'll start first, and I'm going to pass the torch on over to Samantha. But fun little picture that I found, and it's Ruby Rose, who's hanging out with Rachel. And I just thought it was funny because I was like, how tall is Rachel next to Ruby? Because when you see them in scenes together, you don't see the height difference. But obviously, Ruby is like a really petite person. And I just thought that was adorable. Let's go to our next picture. A little TBT action for Rachel also, too. She was a part of the DC comic book world way back when on the WB as Dinah, who is one of the Canaries, which we now see on Arrow. But anyhow, I just thought it was really neat, like, how things come back full circle, and she's now a part of this universe. And then if we go to our next picture, she was also on the WB for that lovely show called Reign, where she played Queen Elizabeth I. I say all that to say, when you are an excellent actor, not just in skill, but as a human, you're fun to be with around set, it pays off, because this is our third show on the CW/WB.
Wow.
Like,
Go girl. Yeah.
But I love that. I love when people recognize good work ethic and good talent and they bring people back.
Yeah.
So that's that. Final picture. You're probably like, why? If you're not a huge fan, you don't know she's holding the hockey stick. Well, so she used to be a ballerina, super smart girl. She was an actor, went back to school, ranked really high in her class, and she was a ballerina. Well, she hurt her ankle, and then she decided to get into hockey. Like, hardcore hockey. And she, let me see. She's from Toronto, by the way. So she was a goalie for the Leaside Wildcats in Toronto, where in 2002, she won the Toronto City Championship in a shootout. That means a lot of hockey pucks are coming at you.
That's awesome.
I was like, dude, she is so kick-ass
in
real life.
Also, she hurt her ankle and then pursued hockey. Like, hockey tears the body up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you have to break their ankle and stop doing
so,
hockey.
So, right. That's yeah,
right.
Wow.
Anyhow, that's my little tidbit about Alice. She is a hashtag badass beast as well
for
in real life.
Yeah, she is.
Samantha, tell me. Talk to me. Share
I
with me.
I got news. So, yay! Everyone is watching Batwoman.
Woo-hoo!
73% growth in their 18 to 34 rating. So that means we get extra full season order. So this is going to be a total of 22 episodes.
Nice.
So they usually stop around 9, and then around the third episode is where they kind of grasp when they want to do this. And so not only did Batwoman get picked up, but so did Nancy Drew and one more from CW.
Good for them.
So, yeah. Congrats. Staying in the family. So that's just a cute picture of all of them. And then We're going to some amazing gossip that I love. So Ruby Rose, her ex got engaged. Her ex is a member of the Veronicas, if you know the band. Her name's Jessica. And so she is now with Carly. And so she decided to post these memes, I guess you could say, on Instagram. Uh-huh. They say a real relationship has fights. And she just kept going in the moment she posted that she was engaged. So she put on her post, she was like, nails grow long, we cut nails, not fingers, similar. But she basically kept posting a bunch of petty stuff, which was amazing. Because, you know, when you have an ex that you really thought we'd get back together, and then they go and get engaged.
Well, not even that, but maybe she thought that she was, like, the one. Oh, yeah, is that her ex with the ring?
That's her ex with the ring.
Oh, that's so messed up. I mean, look, she's happy, she's celebrating, but clearly her ex broke her heart or something happened, and that's...
She's not here for it. At the end
of the day, Ruby Rose is a human just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's just that she's under a microscope because she's a public figure.
Yes.
Don't judge her.
And, you know, the messages weren't that cryptic. It's pretty clear she's upset. But we know we're here for you, girl. But in other words, you shouldn't be upset because you won an amazing award at the, I guess, Vin Diesel nominated you.
I'm sorry, guys.
And he loves you, which is amazing. I want Vin Diesel to be my bro.
Right? Love me.
So basically, he introduced her for the Create NSW Annette Kellerman Award, which was for the Australians in film.
Okay.
And so Ruby Rose basically said it doesn't mean more because it's from Australia and because we're recognizing all the different kinds of people that have done great things. And it reminds me that I'm Australian because I forget because she's here in America.
Right.
So it was great that she won an award for her amazing acting skills.
Well, that's great. Awesome.
Yeah, and that's all I got.
Cool. Well, lots of fun news, gossip. Share with us also on social media. We'll leave you our handles at the end of the show. But it's time to get into prediction territory.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Can you start?
Mine is Mary and Luke. Honestly,
Took mine.
I know we're all thinking.
Can we have a team prediction?
That whole first scene. I didn't even think about it until that scene happened. Then I'm like, oh nope, and I want it. I want that to happen.
Yeah,
I want it. Yeah,
it got me with the pizza when he was holding it, and I was like, you know, you don't want her to go. And then she takes the whole thing instead of a slice.
Yeah,
it's that extra second.
Yeah.
So then, since you guys took my prediction, I want to talk a little bit about Sophie. I do think that she's endgame, only because, again, we saw that flash in the pan relationship at the beginning. We see that Sophie is clearly hurting. She's the one who I think is going to have the journey. I talked about her earlier in our episode about having to see this whole journey from our main character of realizing blah, blah. I'm glad it's not Kate, but... it will be interesting to see. Not that I want a divorce from Sophie and her boo, because I would never wish that upon anybody, but I think she really needs to come to terms with who she is, own who she is, and step into that, and eventually I think that that's where we're going to go with that. That's my prediction! What's your prediction? Share it with us. If we can catch it in the next few seconds, we'll go ahead and share from the chat, and if not, be sure to share on social media or just comment below. Give me some predictions from our fans.
Well, Ivan said that he wanted for Bruce to appear in the season finale played by Jensen Ackles, but then he said, just kidding.
And then a lot of people say that they don't see Mary and Luke happening, which breaks my heart.
I guess we'll see.
We'll find out. That's okay. We all have our opinions. Either way, we're so excited to have you every week joining us on the other side of this table. So thank you very much. I'm going to turn it to the front so you can see all our faces as we bid you adieu. Find us on social media so we can continue the conversation. My name is Ali Kona Bradford. You can find me at yours truly, Ali Kona Bradford, with underscores in between each word on Instagram. And message me so that way I know you're from the Batwoman After Show. I'm on Twitter, but I'm not really on there. So, IG. And then what about you guys?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KT_Christine and also on other shows here at AfterBuzz. I'm very active on Twitter, so if you guys have thoughts or want to comment or have any hashtag baddest beasts, please hit me up. I'll try to respond.
And you can find me on Instagram at @story_of_Samantha. And if you are a Nancy Drew fan, you can catch me on that too.
Yes, and I will also see you guys on the Arrow After Show. But until then, goodbye.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.